What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. We're on episode 48. Today, we're talking about the fivefold ministry, the administrative gifts that Jesus gives to some in the church to administrate his church or the body of Christ. So we're still in the series Church Detox, where we expose things that were not true, that was taught to us, things that were that had some truth but had lies, and then there was, you know, truths that were omitted. And so we're exposing today just the positions of administration in the Assembly of God. And I'm going over this because a lot of people just don't know what these positions entail, why they're there, and what they're supposed to do. Men who are corrupted or perverted have taken these positions and done what they want with them and made people believe that is what it's about. And it's not the case. So this is an overview of the five gifts that Jesus Christ gives out to administrate the church. If you've listened to any of my other sermons, you know that I've taught that the Holy Spirit gives out nine gifts that anybody can have, and they operate at any time that he wills. And then there are motivational gifts that the God the Father gives out. And I talked about those being seven of those. And if you have one of those, that's kind of what you operate in. That's what motivates you in life. And I talked about that in the sermon called Bring a Return on God's Investment. And basically, when you discover your gifts that God gave you, it helps you to walk in the purpose that he has for you. And then you can please him and obey him and bring a return on his investment. He's investing in you and using you to bring about growth in the kingdom. And so that's where I talked about that. And I'll link to that sermon in the sermon notes of this sermon here. But that's what's happening. The fivefold ministry is a set of gifts or administrative offices that come from Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about each one of those. Once again, this is an overview. I'm also going to talk about our apostles for today. What are deacons? What are ministers? These are side topics, but they'll be included. If you don't know, the fivefold ministry, or what they call the administrative gifts of Jesus Christ, include the apostles, the pastors, the prophets, the teachers, and the evangelists. Okay? And this is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11. And I'm going to just read from verse 1 all the way down to 13, because that gives you the context of what's being said here. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So you see there, he just mentioned the Trinity, you know, the Godhead, the triune Godhead. So going on in verse 7, it says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Verse 8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. So he's talking about Jesus, you know, when he died on the cross, he went down and then he came back up. All right. And it goes on in verse 11, the main scripture here. And he gave, this is Jesus Christ, some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And the reason why the word some is repeated, because he's saying that not everybody in the church gets an administrative office. Okay, we talked about God the Father giving out gifts to everybody. Every saint has a gift from God the Father. Every saint has a gift from the Holy Spirit that is operating on them at certain times. But everybody's not going to be a pastor. Everybody can't be a pastor. Okay, so that's why he's saying some. He's being very clear that everybody's not getting these gifts. All right, so let me read them again. He gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, and he gave some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And for what reason? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So that is the purpose for these five different offices or these administrative positions in the church. Pastors, prophets, evangelists, teachers, apostles, they are there to perfect the saints for the work of ministry. They helping the saints do their best at what they do for the kingdom of God. So you have the gift of teaching, or you have the gift of encouragement, something from God the Father. They help you perfect in the work that you do for the Lord. Okay? Everybody got something to do in the kingdom. It's just not something where you're sitting in the pew and just listening to sermons every Sunday. Okay? Everybody has a gift and talents that God has given them to work inside the kingdom and to bring people into the kingdom. To strengthen each other, like I have the gift of teaching. I helped other saints understand the word of God. Okay? And so in my case, there may be a administrative teacher, as I just mentioned, that helps me be a better teacher. All right. And so these five offices help the saints with their gifts and their talents and their abilities and what they've called, what God has called them to do in the kingdom of God. That's what they do. And it says also here for the perfecting of the saints. So we know that with the word perfect using the King James means to the maturing of the saints. For the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And the word edifying means to build up. All right? To grow the Christian. And so, these people who've been assigned to these positions help the church grow. They perfect the saints. They help them be mature. All right? And it goes on to say in verse 13, till we all come to the unity of faith. So he's building about unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Once again, that perfect man, that mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So this is what these men have been set up to do. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teachers. All right. And you'll notice that some of these have been repeated. We talked about the prophet in great detail, how there's an administrative prophet, just like I just read. There's also a person that has a motivational gift of prophecy, where they always kind of, you know, bringing up what the Lord has said. And then there's also the Holy Spirit's gift of prophecy that comes on a person at any time that he feels they need to say something about the future or what the Lord has to say. We see there's different prophets, but there's an administrative prophet, and that prophet, as I mentioned before, keeps the other prophets in check. He makes sure that the people are on the right track. You can see the same thing with the teacher here. There's a administrative teacher, but there's also a motivational gift that comes from God the Father that a person can have. I believe I have a motivational gift of teaching, and so I would have an administrative teacher help me be a better teacher if that was set up. So the apostles, what they do is lay the groundwork for the church. They set up the church. They go to a place where the gospel has never been preached, and they preach the gospel. They bring people to Christ. They set up the assembly of the saints. They teach them, you know, how to study the Bible. And then they bring up pastors to manage the church. And they go away and do it again. And then they check up on that church. We'll talk about if apostles are for today and the qualification of an apostle and all that in a later talk. So that's what their job is. Then after that, you have prophets. Their job is to make sure that the church stays on track with God's vision for that particular local church. So God has a place where he wants this church to go and what they're going to do in that particular community. They are second in importance because they make sure they stay on track with God. The third is the evangelist. The job of the evangelist is to bring people to Christ and to teach others to bring people to Christ. Okay? He's a preacher. And he doesn't necessarily teach people, because I'm going to talk about what teaching and preaching, the differences between the two. They've been used interchangeably for so long, and they're totally different. But what he does, he promotes the gospel message. He's pretty much a marketer, and he goes out and he shows people, look, you need to get Jesus Christ. And he is very passionate about Christ, and he understands what the gospel message is, and he's able to bring people together. He can be very charismatic, and he can not only bring sinners into salvation, but he can also revive the church at certain times as well. So if the church gets low, the evangelists will start preaching as if they never heard the gospel before and rekindle the fire that the people lost for whatever reason. Okay? And he is good at presenting the gospel to people. All right? After that, you have the pastors, which is also called a shepherd and an overseer, a bishop. This person was designed to work with the sheep on an individual level. Most churches today have one pastor, and he's kind of over the church. He's the leader. But back then, the more people you had, more pastors you had. You can't have one pastor. You need multiple pastors for large groups of families. And so the pastor's job was just like a shepherd dealing with sheep on a daily basis, making sure they're on the right path, they're being fed spiritually, and he's a counselor to them. He's praying with them. He's praying for them constantly. He's there to help make sure those people are maturing and growing. And he's there. He's on the ground with them. You know, he know their name. He know their children's names. He know where they work at. He's calling them. He's praying for them. They can call him anytime. And so it trips me out when I hear certain pastors talk about they don't like counseling. Well, you're not a pastor. You don't want to counsel and talk to your people. You know, and there's reasons for that. And we'll talk about that in a later sermon. But a pastor is really down there with the sheep. You know, a shepherd back then, the Israelites were disrespected by the Egyptians because they were shepherds. And shepherds stank because they with sheep all the time. And that's what a pastor is. He's always with the people. So anytime you see a pastor who don't want to be around the people, he's keeping the people at arm's length. He got security guard between them and the people. That's not a pastor. Okay, the pastor's with the people. He's close to the people. And there's multiple pastors in the church to take care of the people. He's making sure nobody's being taken advantage of by wolves that are trying to come into the church. One of the attributes of a pastor that he must be able to teach. So he must have a gift of teaching that comes from God the Father. Because sometimes he has to break down the word of God to saints and help them understand things. But primarily, he's a caregiver to the people. He's there to pray for them, take care of them. They can talk to him about stuff and so forth. Then you have teachers. The teachers, they drop the knowledge. They drop the information. The administrative teacher is making sure other teachers who have the gift of teaching from God the Father, that they're teaching the correct stuff, that they're on point and that they're not off on something else. Okay. This administrative teacher is just making sure the doctrine is correct. And he also does instructions and just making sure everybody has an understanding of the word of God, and he can open up the word. But he primarily is making sure that the doctrine is correct in the church so that everybody's being mature and stuff like that. And he can't teach everything because he's one person and he's administrating that area, but he's making sure that the other teachers, I would say under him, quote unquote, who have the gift of teaching from God the Father, are doing their job and they're teaching the people correctly. So, and once again, it's all about perfecting the saints. And so I want people to understand going forward as the church grows and as the real church emerges and the saints come together, what these positions are for and what they're supposed to be doing. Because if you don't know, you'll be fooled. And I want you to be able to identify true pastors versus false pastors or false shepherds. or hirelings, as what the Bible says, what Jesus called them, hirelings. People who just was hired but don't really care about the sheep. They're getting paid to kind of overlook them, but they don't really care. They're there for the money. And that's what most of these so-called pastors today, that's what they are. And Israel had the same problem. They had some pastors back then. You read the Old Testament, same problem. God is talking about them and saying, you're doing my people wrong, you know. And so pastor has a very important position, you know. Now, ultimately, all these positions, nobody's above anybody. It's just an order of importance. The apostle must come first and lay the groundwork. The prophets come and make sure the people are on track. And then the evangelists are there to promote the gospel and bring in more people and teach the people how to be promoters of the gospel. And then you have pastors who are on the ground taking care of the people and shepherding the people. That you have teachers. Okay. Overall, the apostle comes first. He has to lay the groundwork. And so when you look at America, we don't really need a lot of apostles. We don't need any apostles because America has been evangelized. They've been given the gospel message. Everybody know who Jesus Christ is. They know the basic gospel message. They know it. It's been laid down. This is a so-called Christian nation, even though it's been perverted by religion. But the bottom line is you don't really need an apostle here. Now you go into another area of the world where they never heard anything about religion or anything related to Christ whatsoever. That's when you will send somebody out. God will send somebody out, and that's what they call a missionary today, and a sent one. And he would go and lay the foundation and then check up on the progress of the growth of the church. So we'll talk about if apostles are needed today, and obviously I believe so, and there's scriptures to back that up. And we'll go into each one of these positions and dig deeper into them. So that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned as I continue to talk about the fivefold ministry, their positions and their qualifications. And until next time, walk in the Spirit. If you're not born again, read the gospel and believe it, accept it, and be blessed.